Howdy.
Oh, hello. Lovely to have you here. As you know, we're auditioning for a new announcer. So, do you need to warm up at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to warm up little vocal cords there. Just a second. Just stand back. Stand back. Me, 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 me. You, 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 you. Right. Ready? Let's go.
Okay, so we want it happening. We want it now. We want it funky. In your own time, release the clowns.
Oh, I thought you said my own time. I was going to do it at 3 o'clock. No? Release the clams! Do I get the part?
Oh, this picture is so beautiful. Where is it again?
Sugar Beach in St. Lucia.
That is stunning. That hotel looks incredible.
Here, 5-star, right on the beach.
Wow.
We could watch the turtles laying their eggs at night and then have them scrambled on toast in the morning.
No way.
You guys are always on holiday. Your Facebook is a constant stream of amazing photos.
And yet we still don't get away as much as we'd like.
I've been there.
Oh my God, though. Here we are talking about our holidays, and we haven't even congratulated you on your great news.
Oh, the new Audi. Yeah, she's a bit of a goer, isn't she? I'll take you for a spin later.
No, not that news. The other news.
What other news?
That you two are going to have a baby.
What?
A baby.
We're having a baby?
Yes, we are.
And when exactly were you planning on telling me?
I did tell you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, you posted it on Facebook? But I left Facebook months ago.
Oh my God.
You did what?
How could you leave Facebook and not tell your wife?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a baby. Is this why we had that 2-hour conversation about baby names last night?
Yes. And I haven't even told you the best part yet. Our Facebook post got 901 likes.
Wow.
Darling, what are you doing?
I'm getting back on Facebook, of course. 901 likes. That's more than my sister got when she fired out the triplets.
Yes, that's a good idea. Then you can take part in the poll.
What poll?
The poll to decide whether you're going to keep it.
The poll to what?
Well, I couldn't decide whether it's the best time to have a baby. We're at important moments in our careers, and a baby would mean fewer holidays and an SUV instead of the Audi. So I set up a poll.
Well, how's it tracking? Are we going to keep it?
Yes, darling. Looks like we are.
Release the clients.
They're all around us. They live among us. But you never really see them.
That's weird. All these pigeons, but no poop.
Their eyes, Brian. Look at their eyes.
Until it's too late. Until the dawn of the day of the rise of the zombie pigeons.
The military advised that the flesh-eating pigeons can only be stopped by destroying the brainstem, and that they do not poop.
In a world where death lurks up above.
The pigeons ate my wife.
They ate my boyfriend, too.
Two people must find a way to live down below.
I expect we'll have sex soon.
Yes, that seems entirely appropriate.
If they can survive the dawn of the day of the rise of the zombie pigeons.
Kurt, there's no poop here.
Run for it!
They say it's lucky if a bird poops on you. This summer, they'll be right.
They're pooping all over us!
That's poop!
Dawn of the day of the rise of the zombie pigeons. Coming to a cinema near you soon. And look out for these hastily made sequels also coming soon. Night of the Zombie Pigeons, Afternoon of the Zombie Pigeons, Lunchtime of the Zombie Pigeons, Zombie Pigeons vs. Predators, The Hills Have Zombie Pigeons, Pirates of the Caribbean 19, Zombie Pigeons Ahoy, Zombie Pigeons Assemble, and Zombie Pigeons European Vacation.
Feed the birds, tuppence a bear. Release the clowns.
Ideas that don't work as podcasts, number 32. Avalanche Watch Live.
The conditions are perfect for an avalanche, so we have to be totally silent.
Oh, shit!
Lot number 43, lovely little item, release the clowns.
Hi, could I buy this record, please?
Ragabomb by Skrillex?
Yes, please.
I'm afraid that record's age-restricted, sir.
Oh, very good, yeah.
What?
Age-restricted. Good joke.
It's not a joke, sir. The record is age-restricted.
Oh. Well, I'm actually 32.
Yes, this is young person's music.
What?
You're too old to buy this record.
You can't be serious.
I don't make jokes, sir, as I thought we'd established.
I'm too old to buy this record?
Yes, health reasons.
What health reasons?
This is high energy, rhythmic music, sir. You might attempt to dance to it and hurt your old knees.
Oh, but what?
Or the rude lyrics might give you heart troubles.
Heart troubles?
Or the drums might give you flashbacks to the Blitz.
But this is ridiculous.
Also, it would be disgusting.
I'm sorry?
You know, in a film, when a very old actor gets off with a much younger actress and everyone feels revolted.
Yeah?
That's what it will be like. You putting this fresh young music into your old ears.
Oh, really? Right, well, I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Corbett?
Hello, yes. Is there a problem?
Yeah, there is a problem, actually.
Yes, Mr. Corbett, this elderly gentleman was trying to buy Ragabomb by Skrillex.
I'm sorry, sir, that's young person's music.
I'm 32!
He said that already.
Oh dear, are you becoming confused, sir?
No.
Did you get lost and wander in here by accident?
No!
Is there someone who looks after you?
No, look, I demand to buy this record.
We could offer you something else, sir. Something more appropriate to a gentleman of your years.
Oh. Show tunes by big-hearted Geordie Topper.
Depression-era banjo standards by the Weary Brothers.
Victorian marching songs by Colonel Pudding and the Beef Wellingtons.
Okay, I say no. Fuck you both. You just lost yourselves a sale.
Oh no, Mr. Corbett. We lost the chance to see him fumble with his coin purse. Oh.
How will our business survive?
Right, fuck you forever.
Strange man.
Hi, could I buy this record, please?
Raw by San Holo.
Yes, please.
Oh, dear.
How old are you, madam, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 36.
Whoa.
36? I didn't know age went that high.
I'll call the Grim Reaper and tell him he's missed one.
Release the clowns.
Shine your torches. My God, we found it. Unless I'm mistaken, this is the burial chamber of Ananka, priestess of Karnak. Gentlemen, our search is over.
Carter, the opening!
The tomb entrance has closed behind us. Gentlemen, I fear we're trapped.
Is there nothing we can do?
I fear not, Lord Balmoral.
I warned you. You have desecrated the tomb of Ananka. This is her vengeance.
Be quiet, Mehmet Bey.
He's right, Carter. The three of us can never move this stone.
A trap for grave robbers.
Wait. Look, over here, there's an inscription on the stone.
Can you read it?
More light, please. It's in hieroglyphs, but this is an ancient dialect. I'm afraid it's far beyond my capabilities.
Mehmet Bey?
Let me see. This is an incantation, but in a tongue I know not.
Mehmet Bey, you of all people must be able to make
this some... This is a dead language. Lost in time. Let it rest in peace.
I've seen something like this before. Believe it or not, Carter, uttering this inscription aloud may be the key to our escaping.
Oh, what a load of mumbo-jumbo.
Mehmet Bey, please, please try. You're our only hope.
I cannot.
Oh, hang on. Look, down here. Another inscription. Of similar length. Some of the same symbols, but this is close to Coptic script.
Can you read it?
Well, again, the dialect is archaic, but I've studied similar.
Do not speak these words.
Mehmet Bey, if I were to recite this incantation to the best of my ability, might you be able to translate my words into as ancient a dialect as you can speak?
No! It is a desecration.
Mehmet Bey, you must!
Do not make me.
Damn it, man, it's our only hope. Go on, Lord Balmoral.
Well, some of these symbols are unfamiliar. I'll have to guess at their meaning. I'll do my best. Now, I'm not sure how to pronounce this word.
Are you taking the piss?
No,
are you taking the piss?
I told you.
No, this is how they spoke. It was a very musical language.
Oh, fuck me.
But it has to be translated into the original tongue, Mehmet Bey. Otherwise, it's useless.
It's already useless.
Carter, please.
You look a twat.
Mehmet Bey, I beg of you.
I would rather die.
Then die you will.
Carter, no.
Sooner rather than later. Do as he says.
I'm sorry, Mehmet Bey.
Very well.
All right. Here goes. Mehmet Bey, do your best.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Carter, please, we haven't finished.
It worked! My God, it worked!
Praise Ananka!
This is bullshit. Well, anyway, that it's a relief it's open. We'll return to camp and come back tomorrow.
Mehmet Bey, thank you.
Do not look at me. I feel stupid.
Well, so do I. I mean, we look like idiots. And you know he'll tell everyone. Unless... Mehmet Bey, quickly!
Oi, where are you going?
You coward bastards!
Release the Clown starred Lenny Picardaphnis, Tim Keeling, Amy Holmes, Phil Whelans, Alex Marion, Casper Michaels, Karen Morden, Nick Hildred, Helen Duff, Martin Hyder, Phil Nice, and Jonathan Thake. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Phil Whelans, Jonathan Thake, Joe Tilley, Martin Hyder, and Phil Nice. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Don't forget, if you want more comedy, then you can tune in to the wonderful post-apocalyptic Gamma Radio podcast, which you can find on iTunes and podbean.com. And remember, if you like Release the Clowns, then don't forget to sacrifice a bullock in the name of whichever deity you follow in order to make our show more successful. Or alternatively, you could just tell all your friends about us. Your choice. See you in two.